Hello.
Yes, Joe, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I believe you couldn't hear me, so I thought I will just call you back. And I was saying that if we leave out the first line right below the heading golf, I have removed all the extra spacings in between the paragraphs. Is that fine? We just
Okay.
leave the first
Yes.
one. If you look at the last paragraph, line 3, practiced is spelled wrong. Can I correct that?
Yes.
Okay, and the rest of it looks good. Okay. All right, I think it's good to go.
Okay.
We can move on to the next page.
Which is the title recipes?
No, it's actually the last paragraph of golf.
Huh? Oh, okay. All right. Wait, there's three paragraphs on that page.
Okay, I removed the spacing, so I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs on one page, and then there are 2 paragraphs on the next page.
Okay, but the okay,
Where are
the
you?
paragraph, the last line that says their goal is to shoot their age.
I am lost, Joe. Where are you?
Okay, the paragraph begins with the first time that I went into a golf store.
The first time. Yeah, I got
Okay. The last two lines need to be part of that paragraph.
Okay. And we need to correct the spelling of Guinness Book of World Record. Guinness needs to be double N. I'm correcting that.
Okay.
All right, recipes. That has to be a page all on its own.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I think we can. Why don't we put all this in pointers? Let me correct that.
Where are you?
I'm looking at the first recipe.
Bolognese recipe?
Yep.
Yeah, my question is why is two carrots not in lined up with the rest of them? They should all be lined up.
I also have the same question, and I have
That isn't the way I wrote it,
corrected
though. I
it.
mean, somebody changed this.
Let me send you what I changed it to. Okay, check this out.
Yep.
Sent you a text.
Okay. Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
All
and then
right.
the spell check with the paragraph that starts, I now add a 28-ounce can.
Yes, that should be ounce. Before that, the first paragraph where it says, first paragraph, line 3, don't use ground veal. I think you're trying to say ground, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, should be.
Okay. I use, okay, better than, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth line where it says I use better than. Then need to be all lowercase.
No, that's the name of the product.
Then we
The
have to put it
product is
in
called
inverted
Better Than
commas.
Bouillon Beefsteak. I'm
Okay.
sorry?
then we have to put it in quotation or, you know, do something about that.
Okay, you can put it in quotations, would be fine.
Okay. All right. Saute needs to have that copy thing on the E at the end. I'm correcting that. All right, this is fine. Too much extra spaces. Let me remove that. I'm moving on to the next paragraph, and all right, extra spaces. Okay, I think we can move on to the next recipe.
Okay. And there is a correction to be made. Hold on, let me find it.
Okay.
Down where it says meatball ingredients.
Okay.
The bottom of the page. It says half, that should be one, that should be half LB Italian sausage, just like 1 pound ground sirloin, that should be half pound Italian sausage. LB, not IB.
Half. Okay, got it. And, you know, on in every place where you write LB, it needs to be followed by a dot or a period. Because
okay,
you're
yeah,
using a short
fine.
Form.
Yeah.
Tablespoon. That needs to be TBSP dot. So I'm correcting that.
No. It's not TBLSP dot?
No, it needs to be TBSP dot. That's the correct way of writing it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Now, ingredients, we'll have to keep one format for all the ingredients. You know, just the way I arranged it on the previous page, we have to use exactly the same format as that.
With bullet points?
I'm actually looking at the first line, sauce ingredients. After that, it says EVOO. What's that?
That's extra virgin olive oil.
Oh, okay. All right.
Any cook will know what that means.
Okay, then I guess I'm not a cook. Right? Yeah,
well,
okay.
You either have to be a cook or Italian, so thank you.
Right. And I am neither one of them. Oh, God. Too bad for me. I'm never going to understand these things. All right. Okay, I'm looking at the sauce prep and cooking steps. Line 3, saute onions. Basil, oregano, there are no spaces, so I'm just adding spaces and... Okay.
Where are you? I'm not sure I'm following. Where are you?
Meatballs and Sunday sauce. I reviewed the sauce ingredients, changed the tablespoon to TBSP dot, and... I'm on sauce prep and cooking steps.
Wait a minute now. I don't know where you are.
Okay. Let's go back.
I have meatball prep and cooking steps.
I have meatballs and Sunday sauce.
Yeah.
Is that the one we are looking at?
Okay, the title of the page is Meatballs and Sunday Sauce.
Yes.
Is that where you are?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
Then I just went through the sauce ingredients, corrected the TBSP and the spacing. So that's all good to go.
Yes.
The next thing is sauce prep and cooking steps.
Okay.
Now, if you look at line 3, there are no spaces after the comma, you know, after basil and oregano.
Oh,
there has to be some spaces included there. Then on line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, line 5, which says stir and cook on medium heat, approximately 10 minutes. So approx needs to have a full stop or a dot at the end.
A period, yes.
Yep. Okay, so that is sorted. Meatball ingredients all needs to be in point format again, just the way we did previously.
Okay. And changing the half pound Italian sausage, IB to LB.
Yes, I got that.
Okay.
Okay, and now we give it a little bit more extra space. I need to format the heading and, okay. All right, I got that. Okay, I'm on meatball prep and cooking steps.
Yep.
And that looks all fine. No changes there. One more thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Line 7, under the same heading.
Yeah.
Turn up the heat to medium low. After that, there is extra spacing. Can I remove that? Oh.
Extra spacing between the comma and the word cook?
No. I'm looking at this sentence where it says, turn up the heat to medium low, cook for 2 hours, stirring every 10 to 15 minutes to prevent bottom from burning, full stop. I'm putting a full stop there. After that, there is a lot of spacing, and then it says cook spaghetti.
Yeah, you can move that up.
Okay. Cook spaghetti. Okay, let's see what I need to do here. Okay, I think that looks fine too. For Sunday sauce, just add a couple of links of Italian
links
sauce.
Yeah, spelled wrong.
Got that correct?
Links is spelled wrong.
Yep.
Okay,
all right.
You got the spelling of links?
Yep.
Okay.
Remove the extra I, so that's good.
Yep, okay.
Okay, so codable codes and other stuff. Let's give it some spacing. All right. Extra space in the second code, so I'm fixing that. Should we leave spaces
here? Wait a minute. You're doing what now?
Okay, I'm on the next page. You with me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm removing the extra spaces between the paragraphs and sentences.
What extra spaces? Where? Those are two different quotes.
Yeah, they are two different quotes, but there is like too much space in between them. So I'm just moving them up to make it look presentable.
Where are you moving? What are you moving up? What line?
Okay, if you look at the second one, wait a minute, I've already did the half of the page. Let me go back. Okay, now if you see the first time, it says two quotes from Annie. That is fine. That's fine.
Okay.
After the second quote, the third quote starts from a cattle rancher. Now, do you see extra space over there? I'm just moving it one space up.
Okay, but let's back up a little bit. Where it says two quotes from Annie, that next quote line needs to drop down. In other words,
got it.
That should it should be sometimes I assist and thanks, and then the second quote. So they should be down a line from two quotes from Annie.
Got it. Okay, that has been fixed, and then.
Okay.
The next line is a cattle rancher. What do you want me to do about that?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth paragraph, which is Carlos Castaneda once said, self-importance.
Right.
Now, self-importance for the first time is written correctly with a hyphen in the middle, but in the third line of that same paragraph, we are missing a hyphen. So I'm putting
That's
that
correct.
In.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And the next paragraph is all good to go. Okay. You begin to realize that you're getting old when you start outliving your favorite musicians.
Yes.
That's just a one-liner, and then there's another
yep.
one-liner after that. Okay.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. All right.
Wait, hold on. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Of a cello. Yeah, backwards, Carlos Castaneda once said, the third line, fellow and men, is two words.
Okay, it doesn't really matter, though, but I have made them two words. Okay, last paragraph, which says, I once visited a friend of mine. Visited, the spelling of visited needs to be corrected.
That's correct.
Okay. Other than that, I think everything else is fine on this page. Oh,
except
same
no,
paragraph,
no,
line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stack of pine, 2 by 6. Is that supposed to be the quotation mark that is there?
No, there should be an apostrophe there, 2 by 6s.
Okay. And there's another change that I want to make. Right below that line, do you see the quotation mark and the ellipsis, same issue?
Yes.
Okay. Fix that. Okay. I think the page looks good. We can move on to the next page. Do you see any changes there?
Let's see. Hold on. 2 by 6s and the quote. Yeah, we got that. Now we're on page.
We have different pages. So I'm looking at the next page, which starts off with Mary Jane and I were vacationing. Hello?
Wait a minute. Yeah, Mary Jane. Okay, yes, all right.
Okay, I'm looking at the same paragraph, last line, or second last line, where it says, was arrested for smoking, crack cocaine. Smoking needs to be corrected.
Right, and also there's too many spaces between the word in and 1990.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Moving on to the next paragraph, I don't see any other additional changes, so I think this is good. All right. Next paragraph, there are certain things in life that no matter how many times, that paragraph I'm looking at, and last line, Christopher Walken, how do you pronounce that, and is that correct?
Yeah, Christopher Walken. We either need to drop those two lines down onto the next page.
Which
what
two
do you
lines?
Think? Okay. The two lines that start with there are certain things in life should be on the next page where it says a movie and in particular.
Okay, it looks very different on my end. Let me send you the screenshot of that. Okay, check this out. Thank you. You got it?
Yeah.
Do you see that part?
Yeah, that's fine the way you have it, but that's not the way I have it on my screen. So I don't know what happened there.
That's because I'm removing all the extra spaces. You remember? I'm working on the additional spaces.
Okay, all right.
So it all went
that's
up.
That's fine.
What about the next two lines, which is mom and pop had a sign that hung on the wall, and then there's another line in quotation marks after that, if after having a few cocktails, is that supposed to be the way it is right now?
No, if after having a few cocktails needs to follow the ellipses of minibar that read.
Okay, so I moved the line up, right?
Yes.
Make it a paragraph.
That's correct.
Okay. One more thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What you're saying.
I'm saying if after having a few cocktails, we invite you to stay over, then there's a comma and then ellipsis. I think we need to
remove. There shouldn't
be
a comma.
Okay.
There shouldn't be a comma.
All right. In a recent conversation, okay, that is fine. Okay, I think the next paragraph is fine too. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't see the last paragraph or the last line in what you sent me. Is that on a different page?
Yes, and that is just one line that's on a different page.
Okay, how about in a recent conversation?
Okay.
The paragraph that begins with, in a recent conversation with a friend, where is that?
That's on the same page.
Okay.
Okay. Can we move that one line and adjust it somewhere on the same page? Okay, I did it. Let me send you the screenshot of the complete page. Okay, here it is. You got it?
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Okay.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Then we can move on to the next part, which is my favorite quote.
Yes.
First line, the quotation mark, it's on in the wrong direction.
Yes. And the word you know, YA should have an apostrophe after it.
Yes, correct. And second paragraph, second line, whenever needs to be corrected.
Yes.
Okay. And okay. The rest of it looks good, I think.
Okay.
Do you have any other changes for this particular page?
No.
Yeah. Me too. I think it's all good. Okay. Let's move on to the next page.
You there?
So sorry about that, Joe. I'm looking at the next page, my favorite joke in the whole world.
Yes.
Okay. The first paragraph, that is fine. He says, instead of
second one,
an accent.
The
quotation mark
is backwards.
Yes.
And there's no quotation mark at the end.
That's correct. After address, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is tough because I'm trying to recreate an Italian accent.
I know. No, I see that. Right. Oh, one more thing. In the next paragraph, the English too pretty good. Now, there is a quotation mark at the end of this, so I'm not sure where it's beginning. Can you help me out with that?
Let's see. The quotation mark should be in front of I.
Okay. Okay, got that. And the last line, the leans over his desk and says, okay, all right, I think this page is good to go.
All right.
All right, now we move on to Uncle Fred's cow, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Any changes from your end?
I do not have any changes.
I feel as if I don't have any changes either, except for the spaces. I'm just fixing the spaces and skimming through it. Okay, paragraph 3. Because the spelling needs to be corrected.
That's correct.
And then second last line, same paragraph, the neighbor responded. Extra spacing.
And also those extra spacing where?
The and neighbor. There was a lot of extra spaces.
Oh, yes.
And you were saying something.
No, that was it.
Okay, then, Joe, perfect. We are done with the complete book. Let me send you the file.
Okay, and now in the final copy, you need to add in the end parting words.
Okay.
That file that I sent you the other day.
The end. And do you have, let me find that email first of all.
Okay. I sent it to you last week sometime.
Okay.
You at Esport, mm-hmm. And I sent it to you.
Yep. I got that. That's the part that we need to add here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Should it go on the next page? Yeah, I think it should.
Yes. Yeah, that's a chapter all by itself. I mean, a page all by itself.
Okay, so let me format that. The end / parting words, right?
Yes.
Parting words. And this should be centralized. And okay, should we centralize that?
Center it on the page, yes.
Okay. Let's centralize it. Okay, I'm not too good with the formatting. So I'm just putting it in the center, and I'll give it to the team to format and send it to you, okay? So
okay.
Let's add that. Okay, I think we are done.
Okay, and I have a couple questions.
Sure.
One, after the title page,
mm-hmm.
early on I sent you some script that said I Am Just an Ordinary Joe
mm-hmm.
is contains the musings of a septuagenarian.
Stories spoken and from stories, the heart.
And stories spoken from the heart, correct.
Yes, that's going to be on the title page. I'm just an ordinary Joe. And then as a subtitle, I've added the musings of septuagenarian. Okay, I learned to pronounce that. Story spoken from the heart. So that would be the subtitle. And then your name. Then we have the copyrights page. After that, we have the table of contents. And that will be updated. Introduction.
Right, before that, though, before that, though, we had credits, or the book was dedicated. Remember that page that said this book is dedicated to all the people that are mentioned in the book?
Dedication.
No last names. And especially to my wife, Mary Jane, who has bugged me for years to put my stories in print. Do you have that?
No, I don't have that. Let me find that. That's the dedication page, and I am surprised we don't have any dedication page here. Just give me a quick moment. Let me find that.
Okay.
Okay, I'll have to pick it up from the previous, dedication. I got that. So let me cut that. After the copyrights page, we will have the dedication.
And I sent an email to the Library of Congress. You know, I sent them a copy for copyright.
Mm-hmm.
I sent them the manuscript for copyright. Anyway, they sent me an email, and they said, well, because of the pandemic, we're behind, and it may take up to 16 weeks before we can find it.
That is correct.
Anyway, I'm still working on the copyright, so therefore we don't have an ISBN number yet.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we usually prefer our customers to go through us, because if you go on your own, that's what they tell you.
Yeah, and I did this months ago. I mean, I did this back in December. I sent it to them, and I paid the money and everything. So it's in the process.
As well, and even then, they haven't, you know, entertained you?
Yeah, they said they haven't found it yet.
Wow.
It takes 16 weeks. Takes 16 weeks for their data, for it to show up in their database.
Oh, great. They're just giving you.
But my question to you is,
language, but that's fine. I guess we'll just have to wait since you have paid the amount. Otherwise, I would have handled that for you.
Yeah. My question to you is, can we still publish an ebook without an ISBN number?
Okay, I think we should be able to do that, but it's not going to go worldwide. But you don't care about that, right?
No, we're just going on Amazon and Kindle and Barnes & Noble, so.
Okay, just give me like a day. Let me find out and get back to you, okay?
All right, and then the last thing is, the cover page.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have that cover page that I sent you. The cover page kind of reinforces what I say in the introduction, that this isn't a professional endeavor, that I'm just somebody that's telling stories. So that's why the cover page needs to be simplistic.
Okay.
I know it looks unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying I understand that, but in order to make the edits do you want me to use it as it is right now?
To do what now?
I'm saying the picture that you sent me, you want to use it as it is?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to take a look at that again. Let me see if I can do something, okay? I understand you want to keep it simple, but I just want to make sure that we are being professional with it as well. Okay.
I mean, if you wanna do a, what do you call when you take a picture of it?
A picture, a screenshot.
Screenshot.
Yeah.
If you want to embellish it, can you do a screenshot and embellish the screenshot?
The problem with that is the quality, but I can discuss this with my design team and see what I can do about it. Okay.
Okay, because I don't have the file. All I have is what I sent you.
Okay, that's fine. Let me see what I can do about that. Joe, in the initial pages, I did skip some of the changes. So give me a day. to review the manuscript thoroughly again today, and
yeah.
I should
okay.
be able to send it to you tomorrow, okay?
That's fine.
But it's not going to be formatted. It will just be for you to review the changes that we made together, okay? And then once you've
okay.
done that, I'm going to send this to the team, tell them to format it and not touch a single word because we've already done that.
Okay.
And then we'll be ready to publish. Sounds good?
And when you say formatting, what's involved in when they format it?
Formatting is just making sure that the consistency of the fonts and the spacing, it's, you know, consistent throughout the manuscript. If there needs to be a page break after every chapter so the text does not go up. You know, when we upload the file, if we do not add page breaks, all the chapters are going to get mixed up. For example, Growing Up Italian, it's going on the next page, right? It's like a separate chapter. But if we don't include page breaks and stuff and format it correctly, it will start right after the last paragraph of the previous chapter. So that's why it's important.
As I sent you the files that I sent you, each file is an individual page or pages.
Yes, that's correct.
One should not run into the other or continue on from the other. Each file that I sent you is for lack of a better term, a title chapter.
That's right. So just to ensure that, we need to remove the comments and format it accordingly. Now, I need to ask you one more thing. What is the trim size of the book? Because right now it is on an 8.5 by 11. That's like a huge academic book. But either way, you're just publishing the Kindle version, right?
I don't know anything about that. I mean, it's an e-book.
Just an e-book, right?
However,
you don't need to print it.
No, I do not. I'm not printing it yet.
So it doesn't matter to you if we keep the trim size of a big book, right? Because people will be accessing it online and not...
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Sorted. Okay, then that's about it, Joe. I'm going to run and grab my lunch, and I will send you the manuscript tomorrow to view the edits. I did make some other edits. It wasn't anything out of the box. It was just that it's an apostrophe S, it's issue that I worked on. I highlighted them in yellow. So the changes that I made in your absence are highlighted in yellow, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time, Joe. I'm going to run now. I'm starving. Okay?
You
have a
good enjoy your lunch.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.